Welcome to Devon Construction Incorporated. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Dial 1 to speak with an office representative. Dial 2 to speak to Michelle Perry. Dial 3 to speak to Alex Pinder. Dial 4 to speak to James Devon Perry. Dial 5 to speak to Jim Perry. Thank you for calling and have a great day.
Good morning, this is Alex at Devon Construction. How may I help you?
Hey, is James in by chance?
How may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, at where?
Bank of Cardiff. Like C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank. Sorry, it's a little weird to say over the phone.
Yes, it is. And what are you calling for?
I had spoke with him a few weeks back. Now it looks like just wanted to follow up on an offer for some equipment capital I'd sent his way. See if he was had a chance to take a look at that yet or not.
Sure, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Hello, this is James.
Hey, James. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Won't take up much of your time here, but I just want to follow up with you on a finance offer we had sent out your way a couple weeks back. Now it looks like it was actually based on some financing you had done with GE mid last year. Is that ringing a bell?
Yes.
Okay, well, based off that good lending issue you established with them, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for some equipment and working capital for about $250K, so just wanted to follow up with you and see how business is going for you.
I wouldn't really be necessarily interested in the working capital. Do you guys do, like, loans for investments for the company? Long-term loans, or is it only...
Well, that's kind of what the working capital would be, you know. It's not really a set, like, thing which you have to use it for. We are able to, based off your sales, really, and unlock around 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So that's kind of how that works out.
And what's the interest rate on that?
The interest rate all depends on kind of what you look like on paper. Like, if you were interested in the working capital... we would be able to take a look at that, but without any hard, we can't really get you any hard numbers without a little more information here, but it all depends on, you know, what your opportunity really is too. What would be like your return on investment on these things you're looking to do here?
I actually haven't really looked too much of that. I was just curious as to if you did that. You can send me over some information by email. I'm sure I probably shredded whatever you sent me if it looked like junk mail.
Okay.
You can go ahead and email me over some things, and then I'll take a look at it, and if we're interested, I'll get back to you.
Okay, definitely. Quick question for you. What were you looking to do as an investment type things?
I was looking to buy property, but there wouldn't be any return on the investment for years because I would have to wait until I had money to subdivide the property.
Okay, understandable. Where's the property located? Like, kind of close
right
to you?
Right next to my shop.
Right next to your shop. Okay, yeah. Would you kind of be using that to maybe expand your shop soon or kind of just have the property next to you?
Well, we would expand the shop as well, but we would eventually subdivide it and put houses on it.
Oh, okay. So over time, there would be a really good return on your investment then, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How much is that property? Do you know?
Right around $350,000, somewhere in there.
Okay, and it's actually for sale right now?
Yes.
Okay. So how long you been thinking about that, seeing if you might be able to try to get that?
Just recently.
Just recently? Okay. If you were to, you know, make some moves, when do you think you'd do that?
I'm not sure yet. I still have to talk to a couple of other people before we go any further on it.
Okay, of course. So, like, your shop, you guys, that's where you guys do keep all your equipment and whatnot?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I could do for you, I can send you over my email with some information if you'd like, and then just to summarize the offer, and then I can also attach an application for you. That way, you know, if you get your, like, the info back in, we can really get you some hard numbers and kind of give you something to think about there.
All right, sounds good. Are you ready for my email?
Yeah.
It is D as in dog, P as in Paul. ERRY at Devon, DEVON, Construction, INC.com. This has to go in the mail today, please.
All right, that was D. Perry at Devon, Construction, INC.com.
Yes, that's correct.
All righty, and then if you don't mind me asking, how long you been in business?
Since 1996.
Since 1996, okay, quite some time then. How much are your gross annual sales looking like usually a year?
We don't do sales. We do commercial construction. We're right around $3 to $5 million.
$3 to $5 million. Okay, yeah. Well, that $350K would be probably no problem then, you know, to get that going with the working capital program. And we really offer kind of a couple different ways you could do it. It kind of works out. And you could do daily, weekly, or monthly payments on that. So, do you? Is there anybody else interested in the property right now? Do you know?
No. It's exclusively mine. If I want it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. It sounds like you might be lucking out there then. If you don't mind me asking this, how would you maybe rate your credit? Somewhere like good, bad, somewhere in between.
My personal or the company's?
The business.
I have no idea what the business's is. I mean, we've never had problems getting a loan. For the company, they've always approved everything.
Okay, then it sounds like it must be pretty good. Yeah, because it would be based off your business credit. And then, so the overall health of the business is pretty good then?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Have you looked into your local bank for maybe some financing yet?
I have, and they declined the loan.
They declined the loan, okay.
It didn't look good on taxes. I intentionally make a deficit on my taxes for obvious business reasons.
Of course.
And they said that the taxes did not show enough income, which is kind of the point of business, but...
Of course. Okay, yeah. Well, do you have a couple seconds to talk? I can transfer you to my senior rep, and she can
I actually don't have another call. They've called me twice on my cell phone from the field, so I got to go ahead and answer that.
Okay.
But you can send that email over to me, and I'll take a look at it, all right?
All right, is there a good time to get back in touch with you later on this week, maybe Friday morning?
Yeah, you can try Friday morning. That would be fine.
All right, that would be great. I will follow up with you then. Good talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.